This is episode 2129 of Your Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the next to the last episode of our series we're exploring this week. We have been exploring all month long the yamas from the ancient Yoga Sutras written by the ancient Indian sage Patanjali. This was a work written over 5,000 years ago, but its wisdom rings true today, and its wisdom is so greatly appreciated in the uncertainty we're experiencing during these times of pandemic and disruption. We have been exploring the fifth and final yama of non-attachment. And not coveting things you do not have. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together the different meditation techniques we've explored all week long in this series. So you'll see how you put them all together as you meditate. And this is how I meditate each time I sit down to inner stillness. The meditation techniques allow you to transition from all the busyness and distraction of the world to a place of inner stillness, and you get better and better at doing this. This episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om meditation app, where you can explore 30-minute fully guided meditations every single day, customized around a theme, just like we do here on the podcast. And you also receive a journal to take you deeper into each week's series. There's a daily reflection question on the journal, and you receive a guide with all the techniques and insight to get more out of each week's series. You can try this app for 2 weeks, free access to over 2,000 guided meditations. So now, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, sit up straight and begin to calm your mind and your body. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Bring to mind something that you've been thinking about this week that may have been disruptive for you. Maybe it was a thought that you just can't seem to let go of. Or maybe something happened that upset you, and you notice you're thinking about it quite a bit, to where you're fixated or even beginning to ruminate. Just bring this to mind. And now consider, when you think of this negative thought, how you can begin to release or unravel it. What is truly causing you the fear or the anger or the upset regarding this thought? And consider if you could think of this situation or this thought in a different way. Maybe you could think of it as a lesson you're learning, or a way for you to practice a quality that's difficult, such as patience or tolerance, while maintaining compassion and gratitude and love. Consider how you could apply these beautiful qualities to a negative thought or situation. Now, repeat out loud or silently to yourself, I am secure within myself. I am secure within myself. Notice how you feel as you repeat this affirmation. You may do the Kubera Mudra you explored this week for courage. This may be an important mudra during these uncertain times, touching your thumb to the tips of your index and middle fingers, and then folding your ring and little fingers into the palm of your hand. You can hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Begin to notice your breath. Allow yourself to breathe at your own pace. I'll guide you through this week's breathing technique. To the count of four on the inhale, holding your breath for six, and exhaling for the count of eight. Go at your own pace, doing the counts for longer or shorter duration. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Inhale. To the count of four, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, five, six, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, inhale, hold, exhale. Now continue with this breathing technique for as long as you feel comfortable doing it. And then allow yourself to sit in stillness, to simply be. If your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. You are so worth slowing down for.